meeting is now
Hello?
Being recorded.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, but very, very faintly, very weakly.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Dr. Farman?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I just wanted to, we were talking over email about the contention test, and I was wondering which part of ICANN would that belong to, the Arabic group or this group or somewhere else? Where does it belong?
Can you please repeat?
We had an email exchange this morning about, where would studying the contention rules in Arabic belong? We need some standardization for the contention tests in Arabic and probably the other languages too, just like hotels and things like that. So where would this work be hosted? In which group?
So if you are talking about, this is Armad, if you're talking about top level domains, obviously this particular group is focused on second level. But if you're talking about second level domains, that is something which was discussed here. So could you share which level are you talking about?
This is top level domain, definitely.
Go ahead, Max, please.
I haven't seen the conversation. Have you sent that to the mailing list?
I sent this as a suggestion a few days back, as one of the things I suggested. I had this in one email here.
So please share the topic, and we could discuss that.
Okay, yeah, it is just the concern of, I work in the, I work in Arabic IDN TLDs. I have, this is what I'm focused on. And I sense there is a high need to define the rules for TLDs in Arabic, like hotels, are they the same TLD? And the hotel, my hotel, all these things, the rules for that. I know this was an issue in the English, like hotels and the contention tests, and I feel there is a need for a standardization, for some sort of standardization for this. I know about Arabic, but this could apply also to other languages.
Yeah, is this an IDN issue or is it something else?
For Arabic, yeah. Arabic is IDN, but I'm sure it applies for something like German too. It could apply for German for all the languages. Non-English languages, yes. For all the non-English languages, it could be, and depending on the language, it could be important or trivial, but I know for Arabic it's very, very important.
Yeah. What I mean is that since we have the same issue with hotels, which is not an IDN label or labels, is this an IDN issue or is it something else that should be covered
this issue, I think, was, if I'm not mistaken, this issue was resolved in I don't know if there is a standard, you know, final standards on this, but this issue has the contention rules in English is being discussed. There was work on it. There were disputes over it. So it's been going on for a long time, but now it did not exist in other languages because the volume and the interest was small. But as IDN evolved, I think it is key that this is this gets defined. I mean, talking to people in the market, they ask about this. They are concerned about this a lot more than they are concerned, or it's just because they don't understand, you know. But they are about other issues, you know, that are being worked on. You know, it's just that people mention it always. So it is an IDN issue.
I mean, when it comes to the ASCII domains, some of them have been gone through. Like we have both .career and .careers.
Yeah.
And I think that some others have been blocked. I'm not sure. But still, is this something which is language specific? Or is it language independent? Or I mean, it obviously is not bound to IDN because we have the same issue with or without IDN.
Yeah, well, but
I think it's somewhat disappointing. Edmund Tant is
Please, Armand.
Yeah,
I was just pointing out Edmund has. Stand up, he wants to
This issue applies for all IDN languages, but the rules will be different from language to language. I don't believe that there can be universal standards for this. There will have to be rules for Arabic, rules for at least for Arabic script, rules for Chinese, rules for Russian. Because the linguistic, I mean, the implications or the importance varies from language to language. From language to language. For example, in Arabic, there are so many variations that are used. I mean, in English, it's confined to hotels, but in Arabic, it seems that people are concerned over the hotel and the hotel. My hotel, your hotel, all these things are variations of that you know, I believe need to be studied and with very clear rules because there could be a lot of confusion, you know.
But you have to remember that Latin script or ASCII domains are not limited to English. All languages that use Latin script can have ASCII domains in the same way as English.
Yeah, but I mean, I was in German, as I understand, or French, there are some extra characters, or Greek. So if it is the same language table, then fine. Then maybe there is one table that is defined for all, that encompasses all the ASCII language. Due to the similarity, not the similarity of the character set, but the similarity of the grammatical and the use of the language. But when it comes to IDN, maybe there should be some work that should be initiated to define contention rules and you know, strange similarity rules or whatever you know, however scientifically you want to put it for. Those languages, for the other languages, you know, and my question is, where will this work be? Is it which group? I mean, I understand now that this group is not the right one because this is a top-level domain issue and not a second-level domain. But maybe which other group will this be initiated or done? As I understood from Edmund this morning, he's saying. GNSO or CNSO or something like CNSO or something, you know, I don't know. So this is my question. Where will this be hosted?
Okay. As I see it, this is not an IDN issue because it covers all the ASCII domains. So this is a general problem. Secondly, this problem is not limited to top level domains. This is a problem that also occurs on the second level because you have the same labels. Or you could have the same levels on the second level. You could have the same confusion on the second level. And as I see it, I mean, the guidelines that we are about to update, they concern about things that you should look at on when you set the regulation for the second level domain. So the issue that you present is also valid for some kind of guidelines, but not necessarily the IDN guidelines. I think this issue is something that maybe should be worked on in a different working group, but that is something which maybe Samad could give a view of. Where does this issue belong?
Right. Hi, this is Samad. I'd like to point out that I will come in, but Edmund has his hand up for quite a bit of time. I wanted to check if he wanted to make a comment before I go and respond to that.
Yes, please, Edmund. I'm sorry.
No worries. I hope my voice is coming through, though. Just checking to see that it is.
Yes, we can.
Okay. So I think this is an important topic. But I think right now it's probably for this group to better park it. It seems like, and I agree very much with Matt's discussion that this is not an IDN unique issue. And I think this is something that I'd like to ask Wael to maybe go back and think about which part of this issue may be IDN specific. And if it is IDN specific, then we may be able to add a little bit of description in the guidelines. Right now, I don't see that. Where you mentioned one particular point that may warrant this to be considered a little bit further, and that point may be just that different languages may require different rules. Anything above, yeah. Beyond that may, in my mind, might be very difficult for this group to really talk out, because the issues you mentioned are real issues, but they straddle technical and policy issues, as I mentioned. And unfortunately, as I also mentioned, you may not be happy to hear that this is probably an issue that you need to take to multiple forums before it could be handled. Both at the policy level, which means the GNSO and the CCNSO, and also the technical parts, including the security side and especially in the security side. So, that's kind of how I see it. So I suggest we kind of park this, and I'd like to, perhaps Wael could come back with specific issues that are IDN. IDN specific issues rather than issues of confusing similar or how we define similar at all things that includes IDN. So I hope this was clear.
Okay, sounds good. I have another thing also. What I feel is important for the future of IDN, which is, IDN usually belongs to what is called, to the non-ASCII world, which is can perceive as the a little bit less developed world. So like I work in the Gulf and in Egypt and in Africa, and coordination with involving or bringing the local authorities or regularity authorities closer to any guidelines or some coordination. Is that something that can be covered in this group? Because, in the past, I found that contradiction or the lack of understanding of where the local authorities or the local government stands have stopped people from moving forward with IDN. For example, in the first round, I would go to a client and he in Saudi Arabia, and he would say, I don't know, this belongs to the Department of Communications, and I called them and they said I was confused and I don't know how to handle this. I'm not going to apply. Things like that. I mean, it's not like where you where you're sitting in, for example, sitting in the U.S., you go file with ICANN directly and you can start a company, if I'm not mistaken. It seems it's a lot clearer and easier to move with an application from let's say California than it is to move with an application which most probably will be an IDN application from a country like Saudi Arabia or Bahrain, because people don't know how to handle this with permissions and the possibility of doing business, or even if it is legal or not. So I think the guidelines should reflect that somehow. I mean, maybe there is something that can be added where it makes it easier make it easier for people to work on IDN and for the progress of IDN. Like maybe, for example, we say that there is a general rule that you go get a non-objection from your telecom regulatory authority, and this is part of the guidelines. Something like that. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but this is what seems to be something that's hindering IDN a bit. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
This is Mats. I think I agree with Edmund that this is a more general issue. This is not an IDN issue. I mean, even though many of them would like to have an IDN TLD, this is not an IDN issue as such. I think that we should I think that Edmund said that before, that we should try to focus on what is IDN specific, and then we'll see if there are gray zones that we maybe should incorporate. But try to focus on the IDN stuff. Ram, do you want to comment?
Hello.
No, I think you've already. I think you've already said everything. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Salmad, you sent a list. Could you share that list for the group, and then could we go through it and discuss the items on the list?
Would you want me to go through this?
Yes, please.
Okay, so, thank you. We're actually getting a tone. All right, so I'm just going to continue. Okay. So let me go through this very quickly. As I said in my email, this is these are just suggestions, and they may be more, I guess, this list may be more liberal in the sense that I've just try to put in many of the different things which have come up over over some time, and the group obviously needs to discuss and decide which ones to keep for further discussions. Just to take you through this list, the first set is on transition and terminology. As far as the transition is concerned, in the last version of the guidelines, there were guidelines which suggested moving on 2008 protocol from IDNA 2003, and one thing we could revisit is whether that transition is now something which should be assumed, or there are still issues in that transition for the second level, and if there are, what are those issues and how can they be addressed in the current version of the guidelines. The second part of this is that there has been significant introduction of terminology since these guidelines were updated last time. We have the label generation rules, the whole ID and TLD program. So one thing we could do or should do perhaps is to go and make a list of all the new terms which have come in the IDN discussions and define them so that they can be consistently used across across ICANN and the community when we talk about IDNs. So moving onwards, number two is on language table format and managing consistency of user and user experience. We now actually have a new specification to store data for IDN tables in addition to the previous RFCs. Yes, please go ahead.
Sorry, this is Ram. I'm just wondering, Matt, do we need to be taken through this list? We've all read it. It's already been put out on our notes. You know, isn't it worthwhile spending our time actually talking through it rather than going through what's already on the screen and what all of us can read?
Well, my idea was to see if there are anything to discuss around this. I mean, is there any reflections on this? This was my idea. That's why I thought it was good to bring it up. But if you think that we should jump into some other bullets, so please do that.
No, I'm sorry. I think I'm expressing myself poorly. I think that your idea is good to go through this, but what would be better is to say go to 1A, time on 1A, and then go to 1B and spend time on that, etc. Because I think what Sarmad interpreted your request was to go through all of the topics that are listed on the agenda, and I'm saying we don't need to do that. We can just go straight into the discussion.
Yeah, I agree with you that we should discuss it. But my idea was that Sarmad may give some more substance around each bullet before we start the discussion.
So this is Sarmad. I think what we could do is we can just take one at a time and start discussing it. And if there's anything to add beyond what is written in each of those bullets, I can add it at that time. I think that may actually be useful. So as Ram's suggesting and Edmund's also suggesting, we can probably just start dive in deeper and just start discussing about each one. So handing it back to you, Matt.
Yeah, please, let's go through the bullets. So let's start with 1A. Anyone wants to add something on 1A? How do we look at the issues around transition?
This is Edmund. I had my hand up, but I guess I'm the only one with the hand up, so I'll jump in, if that's okay.
Please do.
Okay. In terms of transition, I think I haven't really dwelled very deeply into it, but I think for this particular version, the last version, there were a number of discussion about how the transition should be done. My personal view about this particular version, we should just specify that, you know, IDN 2008 or the RFCs themselves specifically and leave it at that, that it should be compliant rather than talk about the transition any further. That would kind of be my suggestion at this point, unless there are actually still transition issues that we need to handle.
Dennis, please.
I just wanted to elaborate on 1A. When we're talking about residual items from the transition from 2003 to 2008, are we talking about the deviation characters, such as the Greek sigma, German sharp S, and the non-zero joiner and non-zero with joiner, or are there anything else? Are we talking about those characters at all or something different? I think we can be more specific.
We also have the name prep from RDNA 2003. I guess that's also part of it. And if you look at the tools available, we can see that we still have traces of IDNA 2003 and Unicode also have their interpretation of IDM expressed in the UTS 46, which is not equivalent to IDNA 2008. I still think there are more complexities than saying that just go for IDNA 2008. Edmund, please. You have your hands up.
Thank you. This is Edmund speaking. So, if people feel strongly that there still needs to be transition description there, then perhaps we can take that on board and take a look at what is already there in the previous version and whether we need to add or whether we can consolidate that that previous suggestion. I mean, previous word.
This is Mark. That sounds like a good idea. Chris, please, you talk about Unicode versions. You want to comment?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. So I think there is an issue also with a sort of transition between various different versions of Unicode. So it may be that at the moment, fundamentally, we are using an old version of Unicode, and there are new versions. I think there's a new version that's come out, and there's one that's about to come out. And so I think that's quite an important context because, I feel it should be in here somewhere anyway, because it is an important part of the background. That's really the point I wanted to make.
Dennis, please.
No, I'm just hearing Chris' input, but I thought IDNA 2008 is, well, I'm not, it's not supposed. IDNA 2008 is Unicode agnostic. I wonder if Chris is talking about the fact that IDNA has not upgraded from, I think we are at Unicode 6.0, and we are now, and Unicode is already at 9.0, or about to re-release at 9.0, but IDNA has not been upgraded, and maybe the reason is because of these issues with some characters.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. You expressed it much better than I did. Thank you.
Okay. So, yes, so if that's the case, then, yes, we need to discuss it. And I think Sarmat put it in the list somewhere, maybe down. I believe I read it. It's about the IAB statement on, or maybe not, I don't know. But if it's not there, maybe put a bullet point on, how should we call it?
Well, I think the IDN and Unicode version.
Yeah, let's use that as a placeholder. I think we will know how to refer that.
And just as a comment, I just looked at the tool for Perl, and that tool seemed to have upgraded to Unicode version 8. Which is kind of strange because IDN 2008 has been kind of frozen with 6.3, waiting for resolving the issues in 7. So I definitely think that the the guidelines should contain a section discussing IDN and Unicode versions. Definitely. Please, Ram, can you elaborate? Ram? Okay, please let's go to next bullet, 1B. Glossary seems to be a something good to have to make sure that we have a unique terminology for the guidelines and also trying to make the IDN world have a more unified way of speaking of the items.
This is Samad. I'd like to get into this.
Please, Samad.
Sorry, I was saying Edmund had his hand up, so I'll go after he does.
Edmund.
Thank you, Matt. This is Edmund speaking. Just a quick note on this. I think two things. One, we probably better to come back to the, I think this is an important thing, but I think probably this needs to be discussed at the very intermittently going back with we discussed, but probably the actual glossary needs to be produced more towards the end. The other thing is maybe a more effective way is to if there is some if I may ask Samad and staff to start off with a basic list and use the wiki, then we can add to it and offline and come back to discussion of them during meetings. That might be a more effective approach in terms of tackling this. But I don't want to miss that. I think this is important. I suggest having this for this particular version. Previous version doesn't really have a very strong terminology or glossary of terms. I think this is the time that would be very useful as we move.
Okay, this is Sarmad. I was going to say the same thing as Edmund did. I was actually going to suggest that we can get a list of terms started on the wiki, and we can just keep adding things to it as they come up, and everybody can collectively, I guess, edit it as well. I guess as staff, we can start making an initial list, later on, once we have a more elaborate list, we can start also defining each item more precisely. I was going to suggest that we at least start making a list without going into detailed definitions at this time, and then later on come and make those detailed definitions.
This is Mark. A good suggestion, Salmag. At this stage, we should only see that we need the glossary and terminology, not define it. So let's go to the next bullet, language table format. I think this is quite easy in the way that there is only one format which is really standardized, and that's the LGR format. The other formats are not very strict defined, and they are not containing all information. They don't contain the contextual rules. And they not have they don't have the variant management well defined. But this is an important section to have in the guidelines and convincing the reader that it should go for the LGR format. Any thoughts on this?
This is Armand. So one thing we would need to think about as a group is that do we present this format, you know, to what degree of, requirement do we present this format? You know, is it something the group would want to recommend, or is that something the group would like to require, or something in the middle?
Edmund?
This is Edmund. I'll jump in. Thank you, Matt. So I think this is actually one of the additional meat items that we need to think about. First of all, I'll start with maybe a suggestion that we should require registries to publish their table in the format specified by the upcoming RFCs. If they come in time before we close our deliberations on this version of the IDN guidelines. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of dependency there, but I'd like to make it much more a must kind of a suggestion. That's my current thinking. The other thing that I think is probably important for us to think about is the current the direction that the current RFCs are going will probably give us a more general framework. We may want to add a bit more to it, and that goes to I think the especially 2C that Salmad has there, we might want to add a little bit of meat in terms of the language script description, how we expect registries to publish their LGRs, because the current ITF discussion have that a little bit more loose. So that's my couple of suggestions at this point. But I think this is going to be one of the main additions for this version.
Edmund, you still have your hand up? Do you want to add anything else? This is Max. I agree that the LGR format should be more or less a must. I guess it would be must for those that are bound by the guidelines, and should be a strong recommendation for other TLDs. Does anyone else have any comment on this? Let's go to the variant.
Okay, so this is Armad. I do wanted to make a short comment for 3A and just to explain things further. Basically, this is coming from there's a lot of terminology which is going around as far as variants or states are concerned. You know, we use the terms allocatable, allocated, blocked, reserved. For example, sometimes reserved and blocked are confused with each other. So one of the things we should do is to clarify how many of these different states there are and very precisely define what each of these states mean as far as the particular variant is concerned. There was some initial discussion on it in the integrated issues report, I think, from what I remember. But we really need to, I think, consolidate that discussion so that when we are referring to these states, everybody understands the same thing. This is Armad again. Just a quick follow-up question, comment, and that is that we also, I guess, need to discuss how, based on these different states, how variants may transition from one state to another. So, for example, if it is blocked, can it actually be unblocked, or and so on. So that's another dimension of this which actually needs to be clarified. And if state change mechanisms are something we can provide guidelines on, that would be it could be a good practice to follow. Obviously, these things are already in practice, but it is not clear whether everybody follows a similar or same state change mechanism.
Edmund?
Thank you, Matt. Edmund here. I second Samad's suggestion in terms of having some specification on the types of variants that we're talking about in their states. This might have to, go between the terminology and the actual recommendation itself. But we'll have to cross that kind of river as we move forward into specifying anyway. That's one point. The second point I want to make is that, I think it's a very good idea to also at least discuss. I don't know how much we can specify ultimately, but discuss, you know, this change of state and what may or may not happen. The example that Samad just gave is a very good one, and perhaps and which is actually one of the very few I think we probably should give we might be able to give a recommendation. I take back the should at this point. maybe it'll give a recommendation that says, for example, that, you know, in order to change from, if there is a need or want to change from a blocked state to activate, then you have to go back and change the LGR before that can actually happen. That, you know, that might be something we want to think about. I'm just, you know, thinking out loud at this point, but I think that's a very good case where, and we might want to identify the different cases in which ones we should or should not actually weigh in on. And one final point, in terms of, I just looking through the points that Samad already made in 3ABCDE, specifically C3, it seems to me that that particular one may be something that is already included in the LGR description, because in terms of the possible which you actually touched on, whether it could be allocatable versus blocked, and this might, you know, this might be a redundant point, but you know, it's good to have it here for completeness sake, but ultimately this probably should be part of 2 rather than 3. Those few points.
This is Mark. I have some comments. Firstly, I want to see in the guidelines discussion around situations where variant management is a must or almost a must. For example, if you have a TLE that permits both, say Cyrillic and Greek, labels, then you must have some kind of variant management blocking homoglyphs. So that is one thing I think that we should have a good discussion on in the guidelines. Secondly, the 3D says that variants on a second layer must be allocated to the same registrant. Is that an IDN discussion, or is this something which goes into some other area outside of this group? Or maybe this is the gray area.
This is Edmund jumping in. I think that's a good question. I'm looking at it and I recall this particular discussion being discussed at the registry agreement discussions for new GTLDs. And yeah, I think Matt, you're kind of right. I think at this particular point I view it as a gray area. We probably need to flesh out a lot more other parts where we talk about variant states before we come back to this particular one. Off the bat, I would guess that, you know, that is probably the case. I have come across discussions where maybe as a result of UDRP, maybe as a result of certain disputes, that certain variants may have to be disallocated with a particular registrant. The question there becomes whether, you know, how much we want or not want to talk about it here at the IDN guidelines. So, yeah, that's a very good point. I'm sorry for jumping into the substantive discussion, but at least I don't think this should be taken out at this point. We want to talk about it, but it is, as you said, one of the gray areas.
Yeah, we definitely see that variance, discussion around variance is important part of the guideline. Should we go on to section 4?
This is Ahmad. I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments.
Yes, please.
Just a couple of points. First of all, I guess when we talk about variants, then we are in a way talking about internationalized domain names. That's one thing I guess I wanted to say. The second was the earlier comment by Edmund on 3C3. So when I was actually suggesting this, this was something which is on top of the allocatable variant. So we understand that that already gives shortlists all the possible variants into allocatable versus blocked, and only allocatable variants can be activated. But there are certain cases where the shortlist of allocatable variants is still too long. You know, this can become an arbitrary large number of allocatable variants depending on a string. So there still could be additional mechanisms which actually could be probably posed which can limit allocatable variants into actual labels which can actually be activated. And that is what that was coming, this particular recommendation or suggestion was coming from. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I think our time has run out, and I suggest that we continue the discussion in 2 weeks. The Wednesday, the 16th of December. Does everyone agree on that? Okay. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.